Pensacola right now with Chris and Austin starts now.
Do it now.
Now on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
Last but not least, we have hour number three of Pensacola Right Now on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. It's a beautiful Thursday, at least beautiful now. It's kind of overcast in the skies. We do have a chance of showers tonight. That'll bleed into your Friday, but that's weather talk. We'll get to that in 4 minutes. Austin Price and Chris Bryan here in the studio with you. Chris, what's going on,
yeah,
my man?
Yeah, it's easy for you to pass off there, but I want to tell you, everybody, the U.S. dock worker strike is over.
Really?
The workers will return to work on Friday, after reaching a tentative agreement with employers on an improved wage offer, 62% wage increase on the table. Just sketchy details coming in. I'm just pulling this off. It just happened minutes ago. The offer is on the table for the next 90 days. If no deal is reached within that time frame, the proposed wage hike will be pulled from the table. So that's going to calm a lot of nerves, especially they were talking about, you know, limited supplies and grocery shelves and things like
this. Yeah, the panic buying.
Exactly. Right. So, strike's over at least until January 15th. Don't know what's happening on January 15th, but right now, workers go back to strike on Friday. I also want to make a programming correction. We were mentioning earlier, a couple hours ago, I think it was during the 4 to 5 o'clock hour, Florida Blue Medicare Advantage patients, we mentioned that they should expect to see changes to their insurance coverage. Did some homework on this. It was fed to us. This is representing the Jacksonville, Florida area, and not the Pensacola area. So I want to make sure that you understand this was a programming correction. Florida Blue Medicare Advantage plans still effective here. This was a Jacksonville story that was fed in here, but it was not disclosed in terms of what territory. But I just went and checked that. So we'd like to thank a Florida Blue representative, actually, was listening to us. And
yes,
we thanked them for that correction. So,
For sure.
Yeah, that was just very sketchy details that it wasn't completely disclosed in terms of what territory. It was just a Florida-based story. So there you go. That's been corrected for you.
Well, also, we've got that good news, and we've got this good news here regarding the tropics. National Hurricane Center saying earlier today that they've lowered the chance for development in the tropical system in the Gulf. Now saying that the odds of developing over the next week sit at only 30%. So there's something for you. I mean, 30%. You'd rather it be zero, but come on, let's be practical here. 30% ain't too bad.
Okay, the International Counter Ransomware Initiative reaffirms its commitment to fight ransomware problems. Fox's Jeff Benasso has more on the story.
The 68 members of the International Counter Ransomware Initiative, including the U.S., says it looks to continue developing a collective resilience to ransomware to support members in attacks and pursue the actors responsible with no safe haven within member jurisdictions and to better be able to counter ransomware. There were over 317 million reported ransomware attempts around the world last year, targeting healthcare, manufacturing, and other industries, education, and public sector groups, in which the government says many attacks are not reported due to data loss and potential damage to companies' reputations. Jeff Manasso, Fox News.
All righty, just about 6:15 here. Thank you, Jeff. We'll get our first quick check of the roads and weather for this hour. This traffic and weather update is brought to you by Allstate. Some people just know that you could save money on car insurance by checking Allstate first. So what are you waiting for? Check Allstate first for a quote today. You're in good hands with Allstate. All righty, looking at the roads here. Looks like the roads are in good hands, too. Not too much going on. Still got some backups on Gulf Breeze Parkway, traveling eastbound towards Tiger Point, but it is starting to die down. And we've got our usual issues on Highway 90, traveling westbound, coming over Blackwater River. Outside of that, there's not too much on the streets holding you up at this time. As for the weather, 82 degrees, low of 73 tonight, with a chance of showers as we bleed in, to your Friday. But Friday's high is only 80 with a low of 71.
Okay, is a continuation of taxes on the way for Escambia residents? The County Public School District wants to renew the half-cent sales tax in the November 5th election. School board member Bill Slayton says the tax, started about 20 years ago, is used to fund construction and improvement of schools and is applied to purchases made by residents and tourists. November 5th, they'll be voting on that.
And previously, the death toll confirmed for Florida from Hurricane Helene was only 15. Governor Ron DeSantis saying it is probably higher than that. The governor gave an update on the latest recovery efforts. While on Anna Maria Island earlier today, he highlighted a series of executive actions, including one that will lift time restrictions on rentals for residents who need a place to stay while they repair their homes. Another order will allow supervisors of elections in the hardest hit counties to make arrangements in order to allow voters to participate in the upcoming election.
Okay, 616 News Radio 92.3. Good stuff being done over West Pensacola Elementary School. They're planning to collect 2,000 pairs of new socks for the homeless. Socks, by the way, are among the most requested, yet the least donated items at homeless shelters. West Pensacola officials confirming the new socks are headed to Opening Doors Northwest Florida for distribution. The 2024 drive continues through October 31st.
You know, speaking of which, we'll hit some wholesome news and a programming alert all in one. We're having Michelle Salzman on tomorrow, and she's part of this like community drive thing that's taking clothes as well. Correct?
Yeah, absolutely. She's kind of spearheaded this thing, and they're collecting all of these goods. By the way, and thanks for bringing that up, Michelle Salzman will be live with us tomorrow, 4:20, and we will be talking about some of the great things that she's doing in terms of getting all of these supplies together, school supplies, clothing, things like that, for the folks affected, especially around the Florida Big Bend area. Here's what she needs. She's requesting all sizes of kids' clothes that are new or, she says, gently used in school supplies. Those items can be dropped off at Representative Saltzman's office, 3212 South Highway 95A. That is in Cantonment. Again, a programming note for you. Representative Saltzman appearing live tomorrow, 4:20, on News Radio 92.3.
And, of course, it's not just the people that need help in these hurricane-impacted areas. A Palm Beach County organization helping pets in western North Carolina that have been impacted by Helene. A group from what's called the Big Dog Ranch Rescue. They're bringing critical supplies to victims, including water bottles, pet food, crates, and generators. The organization is also planning to bring back about 150 dogs to help free up space at North Carolina shelters. Volunteers are expected to come back this weekend before heading back up on Monday.
We know wildfire smoke can be bad for human health, right?
Sure.
Everybody knows this.
Smoke's never good.
It may be bad for trees' health as well. Fox's Chris Foster reports on this. It's actually a brand new study out today.
Wildfire smoke may reduce nut production in California by up to 50% in some orchards, according to a study published in the journal Nature Plants. Researchers were looking into how almond, pistachio, and walnut trees store energy during rising temperatures and droughts. After wildfires burned 6,500 square miles in the state in 2020, those researchers found the sun-blocking smoke hinders the production of carbohydrates through photosynthesis, with effects lasting months later because that energy would have been stored and used over the winter after the fires. The study's lead author says it suggests trees are just as vulnerable as humans to the impact of wildfire smoke. Chris Foster, Fox News.
Okay, it's a local adventure. You're invited. It's happening in just minutes, less than 40 minutes from right now. The Amos Performance Studio comes alive on the PSC campus. They are hosting a free screening of Florida Road Trip Pensacola. Mary Riker from WSRE Television, she appeared on our show yesterday, if you remember.
Yes.
Told us about this. Doors open at 7 o'clock this evening. And you know what? You can meet the show's producer, directors, along with a lot of the locals that appeared in this feature. 7 o'clock tonight, PSC. It's the Amos Studio coming to life for a very cool event.
Excellent. All righty. 6:19. We'll take a quick break here. When we return, the Department of Homeland Security issuing a warning regarding migrants with terrorism ties and the effects that they could have. Got details on that and more coming up after the break.
Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin. We'll be back after this.
New South Window lives southern weather, and our products are designed to keep the intense heat out and the cool air in. We prioritize keeping your family and your home comfortable all year round. That's why our energy-efficient windows and doors are made, installed, and guaranteed for life.
For a limited time only, save 35% off on New South Windows and Doors. Visit newsouthwindow.com/radio to learn more.
It's hurricane season, and when a storm threatens our region, News Radio Pensacola has complete around-the-clock coverage you can count on. Our award-winning news team will be tracking the storm's every move, providing regular updates on the storm's path, intensity, and potential impacts. You can listen on air at 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620.
This hurricane information is brought to you by DeFranco Gas. Get your home or business storm ready. Install or maintain your generator with DeFranco Gas. DeFranco Gas does all things gas.
The possibility of lung cancer can be pretty scary, especially if you're one of approximately 8 million current or former smokers at high risk. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know that now there's a breakthrough low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early, and it only takes 60 seconds. You stop smoking, now start screening. For an easy quiz to see if you're eligible, visit SaveByTheScan.org. It could save your life. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
Locally owned and operated, Pensacola Poolscapes offers a lot more than pool liner replacement and pool supplies. Imagine unwinding after a long day in your own luxurious spa where relaxation meets elegance. At Pensacola Poolscapes, they have a stunning selection of high-quality bullfrog spas and swim spas, perfect for soothing those aches, getting fit, and relaxing. And right now, they're offering end-of-summer rebate just in time to enjoy the upcoming fall weather. Visit them online at PensacolaPoolscapes.com or on Gulf Breeze Parkway across from Tiger Point.
I will be right by your side.
Women can have it all, including heart attacks. But symptoms like jaw pain, nausea, unusual fatigue, dizziness, and backache are often different and more subtle than for a man. The fact is, heart disease is the number one killer of women. Know the signs. Learn more at GetHeartChecked.org. From Women's Heart Alliance, in partnership with Women Heart.
Each Sunday at 7:30 a.m., the Bible Baptist Bookstore of Pensacola, Florida, brings you Theological Seminar with teacher Peter S. Ruckman, founder and president of the Pensacola Bible Institute. He will teach you what the Bible says about the subject, not merely what it is presumed to teach.
Tune in this Sunday at 7:30 a.m. for Theological Seminar with Dr. Peter S. Ruckman, brought to you by Bible Baptist Bookstore on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Get the midday news live with Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins, 11 to 2, before Guy Benson on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Now, back to Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
Oh, don't you dare look back. Just keep your eyes on me. I said you're holding back. She said shut up and dance with me. This woman is my destiny. She said ooh, shut up and dance with me.
Pensacola Right Now on News Radio 92.3, 623 here. We got another quick check of the roads and weather coming up for you in just a couple minutes. But first, I want to touch on this, as I hinted at it right before the break. The Department of Homeland Security warning migrants with terrorism ties warns that they will keep exploiting the ongoing border crisis in the coming year. In its 2025 threat assessment, the DHS says it expects some individuals with terrorism ties and some criminal actors will continue their efforts to cross the border. A DHS official told The Hill that its border personnel encounter individuals from around the world from terrorist hotspots. Over 420 people on the federal terrorist screening data set were caught trying to enter the U.S. through July of fiscal year 2024.
Okay, 624 News Radio 92.3. Just like to remind you, the striking U.S. dock workers will return to work on Friday after reaching a tentative agreement with employers on an improved wage offer. The conditional offer, by the way, 62% wage increase. Many more things are part of this deal. This just closing minutes ago. So it's kind of unfolding in terms of everything that's coming down here. But, yeah, workers back on their shifts starting again tomorrow morning. Kids' vision, it's not what it used to be. Let me tell you. I know I started wearing glasses when I was in the seventh grade. And I realized that I needed them because I couldn't see the blackboard where I was sitting in the room.
That's a good telltale sign.
Well, some experts have a theory for why kids' visions are not as optimal as they once were. Fox's Lisa Brady has more in House Call for Health.
This is House Call for Health. New research suggests children's eyesight is getting worse.
In a study, researchers in China found more than one-third of children across the globe were nearsighted in 2023, and they say that figure will climb. Nearsighted means things far away are blurry without corrective lenses. They say by 2050, nearly 40% of children will suffer from nearsightedness, also known as myopia. Researchers examined 276 studies involving more than 5 million children in 50 countries to reach their conclusions. The number of young children and adolescents with nearsightedness has been rising over the last 30 years, but researchers note a significant spike at the end of the COVID pandemic, with lockdowns leading to kids spending more time looking at screens. The CDC says uncorrected vision problems can impact a child's ability to learn. For more health news, go to foxnewshealth.com. House Call for Health, I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News.
Alrighty, thank you very much, Lisa. 6:25 here. We'll get another quick check of the roads and weather for you. Luckily, I won't be talking your ear off for too long. It's just Gulf Breeze Parkway traveling eastbound towards Tiger Point. That's really giving us some main or severe congestion at this time. As for the weather, 82 degrees still with a low of 73 tonight. May have some showers popping up here and there as we bleed into your Friday. But Friday, temperature-wise, should be pretty relenting, high of 80 and low of 71.
You know, there's a situation unfolding in Santa Rosa County. I wanted to share this with you. It's an update from the Santa Rosa Animal Services. They are confirming today dog adoption operations remain closed at the shelter facility until Monday. The action's due to a bacterial illness. The shelter will continue with scheduled off-site adoption events this week only, bringing dogs currently in foster care that have not been exposed to the illness. Mm. So that's some concerning news, especially at the shelter over in Santa Rosa County. Here's some other concerning information I wanted to share with you. By the way, 627 News Radio 92.3, President Trump is promising to help taxpayers by ending the $10,000 cap on the state and local tax, or they call it SALT deduction, for different types of way of maneuvering those dollars. Fox Business Madison Allworth, she has more from NYC today.
Democracy 24.
Former President Donald Trump has promised to bring back SALT. That's the state and local tax deduction. But if it were brought back, it would have an impact of $1.2 trillion of loss on the federal budget over the next 10 years. That's according to the Committee for Responsible Federal Budget. The cap of $10,000 on state and local tax deduction is set to expire at the end of next year. It was a key part of the tax law that Trump signed in 2017. But at his rally in New York, President Trump promised again to end it in order to encourage jobs to come back to New York.
Jobs and factories will pour back into New York. I know how to do it better than anybody's ever known how to do it, and we can do it so easily.
He also called for a temporary cap on credit card interest rates at about 10%. All of this part of his pitch to win over voters in reliably blue states like New York. In New York, I'm Madison Allworth, Fox Business.
I loved that. I do it better than anyone, trust me. That is just, that's so Trump. All right. Also, speaking of presidential stuff, democracy 2024 stuff, we talked about Harris and Liz Cheney being over in Wisconsin today, and Trump, what he's been doing. But Kamala Harris's husband set the campaign in New Jersey this weekend. Second gentleman Doug Imhoff will also speak at receptions on Saturday, which are being held to raise funds for his wife's presidential campaign, which reported raising $361 million in August.
A pretty good sizable chunk of change, if you would say. Let me
Just about.
While we're talking money here, why not? Here we go. On tomorrow night, Mega Millions. $108,053.8 million. That's your cash option going out the door. Then Saturday night, Powerball cranks it up to $295,147.9 million. Your cash option drawing 10 p.m. on Saturday night.
All righty. Thank you very much, sir. Also, Georgia Governor Brian Kemp touched on this earlier when we were touching on Helene, criticized the Biden administration for not doing enough for rural communities after Helene's devastation. Kemp says that he was disappointed he had to ask the White House to add additional parts of Georgia to President Biden's disaster declaration. He says there were 11 counties in the declaration, but there was devastation in up to 90 counties.
Interesting thing. FDOT is planning safety improvements in the town of Century, including two new crosswalks. This is one for North Century Boulevard. That's actually Highway 29 right there at the Century Food Mart. And the second, about half mile away just north on Pond Street, FDOT will use federal funds for that project.
Wow. Okay. Just about 6:30 here. We typically cover sports when we get back from Fox News breaks, of course. So just want to say, just as a bit of an intro to that as we go into this Fox News break, Mets and Brewers are on right now. That's the only MLB postseason game on tonight because the Padres, Royals, and Tigers all advanced yesterday. Mets and Brewers tied at zero in the top of the second. Winner of this game takes up the final spot in the NL Divisional Series round. So we'll see how that goes. Who do you want, Mets or Brewers? Or do you not care, Chris?
How about the Rays?
No.
This is a Fox News alert. I'm Tom Rigotti. It appears after 3 days, the dockworker strike is over. In a statement, the International Longshoremen's Association says they've reached tentative agreement with the United States Maritime Alliance on wages and have agreed to extend the current contract to January 15th to return to the bargaining table for negotiations on all other outstanding issues. The union says effective immediately, all current job actions will cease and work will resume. Communities across the Southeast have been devastated by Hurricane Helene. President Biden touring the damage in Georgia today says FEMA is going to need more money.
Folks, this entire project is going to cost billions of dollars, not tens of thousands, not millions, not a billion, billions of dollars.
The death count from the storm is now over 200 people. America is listening to Fox News.
I'm Chad Robison with Your Money Now. As the longshoremen strike at Easton Golf Course ports continues for a third day, consumer fears over product shortages are leading to panic buying along those affected coasts, with shoppers buying up toilet paper and other household items, harkening back to the bare shelves left by the COVID pandemic. On Wall Street, stocks finished today's session lower. The Dow fell 184, the S&P 500 was off 9, and the NASDAQ dropped 6 points. It's approaching that time of year again. Amazon says they plan to hire roughly 250,000 transportation and warehouse workers this holiday season. That number is exactly identical to the number they hired last year, as e-commerce spending is expected to surpass overall holiday sales in this year's final quarter. U.S. crude oil futures for November surged more than 5% today to under $74 a barrel. That's Your Money Now.
This is Zach Gelb with the Sports Minute, sponsored by BetMGM, the sportsbook born in Vegas. Please gamble responsibly. The 3-1 Buccaneers head to Atlanta to face the 2-2 Falcons tonight to kick off Week 5 of the NFL season, and the pressure is on Atlanta. The Falcons were expected to win the NFC South before the year started, and it's one thing to beat the Saints last week, but Tampa's a step up in competition, especially with how Baker Mayfield is playing. Bottom line, it's time for Kirk Cousins to earn that money and secure a Week 5 win. I'm Zach Gelb.
Get in the zone, AutoZone. Welcome to AutoZone. What are you working on today? So you've got an oil change coming up. You can go farther and save on full synthetic with our oil change special. Right now, you can get 5 quarts of Valvoline Advanced Full Synthetic with an STP Extended Life Oil Filter for just $35.99. Get the parts you need when you need them at AutoZone or AutoZone.com.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
Restrictions apply.
Is your everyday congestion preventing you from enjoying life's big moments? Try Vicks Sinex Saline today and get yourself back in the action. Vicks Sinex Saline instantly clears everyday congestion with a gentle, ultra-fine mist. Sinex Saline's drug-free, no-mess formula instantly moisturizes and soothes dry, irritated nasal passages for quick and effective relief. Get back to enjoying life's big moments to the fullest without having to worry about everyday congestion holding you back. Just Sinex. Breathe. Use as directed.
Are you ready to experience healthcare that truly cares? At VIP Care, they're not just your primary care provider, they're your healthcare partner. Specializing in primary care for adults 65 and older, VIP Care's compassionate doctors focus on prevention, creating personalized care plans to keep you healthy and active. With 4 convenient clinics in Pensacola, same-day appointments, and a dedicated on-call provider available 24/7, VIP Care makes healthcare easy and accessible. Visit getvipcare.com to find a clinic near you.
Join Stephen Schmidt, Marine Service Technology Instructor at Georgetown Technical College on the Pensacola Expert Panel tomorrow at 10 a.m. Key Marine Center is sponsoring the show. When Key Marine needs to hire Marine Service Technicians, they hire students from Georgetown Technical College. It's a dream team, so join them tomorrow at 10 a.m. on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Hey, can you blow up some balloons for Jack's party?
I can't. I'm so congested.
You need Sinex Saline from Vicks.
Sinex Saline Nasal Spray?
Yeah, just Sinex. Breathe.
Sinex Saline instantly clears everyday congestion associated with colds and year-round allergies with a gentle, ultra-fine mist that's no mess and easy to control.
Daddy, we need more balloons!
On it!
Enjoy life's important moments without congestion. Try Sinex Saline from Vicks. Just Sinex. Breathe. Use as directed.
When hurricanes are brewing and heading to the Gulf, tune in to News Radio Pensacola for complete storm coverage you can count on. We have direct reports from the Emergency Management Center and from the National Hurricane Center to give you the latest on the storm's path, strength, and impacts. Stay informed and stay safe with comprehensive hurricane coverage heard on News Radio Pensacola. Now on 92.3, 95.3, AM 1620, and on our News Radio Pensacola mobile app.
To Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
Pensacola Right Now on News Radio 92.3. Just past 6:35 here. We'll get another quick check of the roads and weather for you. Hopefully, I won't be talking for too long. Let's see. Looking at the roads here, we do have some minor backups still on Gulf Breeze Parkway. If you're traveling eastbound towards Tiger Point, maybe a very, very, very little bit if you're traveling westbound on Highway 90 coming over Blackwater River. But outside of those couple very minor spots, there's not much holding you up. As for the weather, still 82 degrees, low of 73 tonight. Chance of showers bleeding into your Friday, but Friday's high is only 80 degrees with a low of 71. So if we have that, maybe some clouds in the sky and no rain, I think it'll be one freaking awesome intro to the weekend. What do you say, Chris?
Absolutely agreeing with you. Totally. definitely. Some classic games will now be seen on television. A lot of folks wanting to get this put on. Fox's Michelle Polino explains what's going on.
No need to head to the closet to test your skills. Two of America's favorite game shows are coming to TV. Trivial Pursuit and Scrabble land on the CW.
Everybody ready?
May the best words win. That is a nice word.
Scrabble is hosted by Raven Simone. In this inaugural episode, a wrestling announcer battles it out in the Scrabble Squared Circle. That premieres at 8 Eastern. It's followed by Trivial Pursuit, hosted by LeVar Burton.
It all comes down to this.
Woo! Players compete in three rounds of trivia in the six iconic Trivial Pursuit categories in the hopes of winning $20,000. Michelle Polino, Fox News.
You know, Chris, there's something else you can catch on the CW network. It's at 11 a.m. on Saturday, and it's Wake Forest and NC State. If anybody else wants to watch a train wreck, you can watch that. I am almost positive some of the ugliest football that you will ever witness will be played in that game. If you have followed how Wake Forest and NC State have done, they might have to put a parental advisory on that.
Well, I will tell you there is something really great coming to this area. The best of SEC women's soccer returning to Pensacola. 12 nationally ranked soccer teams competing for the conference title November 3rd through 10th. They'll do this at Ashton-Brosnahan. Third year, Pensacola is going to host this tournament. Pick up on those tickets. You can get them online, pensacolasports.org.
That's probably a better a better representation of some high-caliber sports there. But nonetheless, we're talking about sports here.
Those ladies can play, let me tell you.
Oh, for sure. So let's give some score updates here. Right before the Fox News break, I mentioned that the Mets and Brewers were tied at zero. They still are in the bottom of the second. As for the college football game on right now, man, Troy, they've just had a troubling start to their season. They're 1-4, hosting Texas State right now. 2 minutes to go in the first quarter. Troy down 14-0. Texas State just got that double-digit lead there. Sam Houston, though, having a turnaround year. They're 4-1. They travel to winless UTEP. That game gets underway at 8.
UWF back in action Saturday facing Mississippi College. They'll do it on the Penn Air Field, kickoff at 4, and you can catch this live on our sister station, ESPN Pensacola, 99.1 FM, 1330 AM. FSU plays this weekend, of course, taking on Clemson Saturday in Doak Campbell, kickoff at 6, and of course you can hear that game live on News Radio 92.3.
And speaking of what our local broadcasts are providing for you here, tonight's Thursday night football game in the NFL has the Bucs and Falcons getting underway at Mercedes-Benz Stadium in Atlanta. Bucs have won 6 of the last 8 head-to-head meetings between this little rivalry here, especially when you consider the recent history of Tom Brady in Tampa Bay. That's not a huge surprise. Baker Mayfield's popping off. I got the Bucs winning this one. Maybe they struggle a little bit, but they'll win it. But yeah, this game will be on ESPN Pensacola 99.1 as well.
Yeah, I'm not so sure about it's going to be a tight game. Atlanta does not have a bad football team, let me tell you.
They had a bumpy start, but they just beat the Saints.
I watched them before. I mean, they, you know, you close calls is what I can say. And Atlanta does have a good team, and you know my feelings. I'm a Saints fan.
Right.
This game is going to be closer than you might think. Tampa Bay, Atlanta. I'm going with Tampa Bay, but don't rule out the Falcons.
No, I'll say 26-23-ish. I'll say 26-21. 26-21. I'll go with that. Why not?
Why not? Sure. Why not?
Try and stop me, Chris.
Okay,
I dare you.
You're on your own in this. There's no problem on this one. SEC Saturday. Here's your lineup, and it's not a big one. Missouri, and if you don't mind, kind of give me your take on these.
Sure.
Missouri versus Texas A&M.
I think as far as competitiveness, that's the best game in the SEC. Give me Mizzou. They struggle on the road, but they win 31-27.
I think one of the best games we're going to see Saturday is that Ole Miss-South Carolina game.
Ole Miss may not be happy to hear it, but that game will probably be closer than it should be.
Yeah.
Ole Miss, as of this morning...
They're playing in South Carolina, so that's why I say that.
Exactly. Ole Miss, as of this morning, favored by 9 points. I think they'll cover that, but they're not winning by 20, so they'll win by around 15-ish, maybe.
Okay, Auburn and Georgia.
I've got Auburn giving Georgia a scare to start that game, but Georgia will pull away in the second half. I've got it being 36-13 dogs.
Is it traditional Georgia as a second half team or a first half team?
Well, if Alabama is any implication,
right.
Second half team.
Okay, Alabama. Speaking of Alabama, Alabama at Vandy.
Fun fact for you, as of this morning, Georgia was favored by more against Auburn than Bama was against Vandy. I found that interesting. Anywho, Vandy hosts Alabama this weekend. I will take Bama to win 48-17.
Tennessee's playing Arkansas this Saturday.
Man, if Tennessee were less proven, I would look at this as like, whoa, watch out. But Arkansas is coming off a heartbreaking rivalry loss. They've now got 2 L's in their loss column there. Tennessee, they're one of the most proven teams in America. They're coming off a bye. Them going into Arkansas, I think they're going to take care of business.
And I actually think you're picking Florida over USC, UCF, aren't you?
I am, yes. I probably wouldn't have if UCF didn't lay an egg against Colorado. But now that they're on the road after that beatdown, Florida's coming off a bye of their own. Man, I got to take the Gators.
And I'm going to throw this in because sport of fishing. Boat captains locally are reporting a spectacular fishing season underway right now, 58 days until the end of the fall red snapper season.
Yes, and if you didn't hear earlier today, WNBA announcing that Caitlin Clark is their Rookie of the Year. She was announced a little while back as the AP Rookie of the Year, and people were like, oh, there it is. And people were like, no, stupid, that's the AP, not the WNBA's official league Rookie of the Year. But this is the real deal. With the Indiana Fever, she set the single-season assist record while also setting the single-season rookie scoring record, and she led the Fever to their first playoff appearance since 2016, so
okay,
not bad.
You know, rightly deserved, though. This woman really has knocked the lights out.
Especially when it comes to her impact on the league and his popularity, a lot of people were like, hey, man, she could average 3 points a game and give it to her anyway.
Okay, Navarre Fishing Rodeo happening this weekend, Saturday through Sunday. Juana's Pagodas right there on the Navarre Beach Causeway. That is the kind of the headquarters site. Weigh-ins on the beach close to Santa Rosa County, Navarre Beach Boat Ramp. It's right to the right of Juana's Pagodas. If you want some more information about this, just simply go to NavarreFishingRodeo.com.
All righty. Just about 6:45 here. We'll get another quick check at the roads and weather for you. Hopefully, the more I do these, the less I will talk because we're getting deeper and deeper into the evening. We had problems on Gulf Breeze Parkway and a little bit on Highway 90, but Highway 90 has been cleared out. So it's just Gulf Breeze Parkway traveling eastbound towards Tiger Point, but even that won't hold you up for long. As for the weather, 82 degrees with a low of 73 tonight. Tomorrow, a high of 80, low of 71, and there are chances of showers throughout your Friday. But if you don't have any rain, it should be a great day.
Not such a nice story to pass on to you. A ninth Israeli soldier has lost his life while fighting in southern Lebanon since military forces from Israel began their ground operation earlier this week. Fox's Trey Yingst has details on this ongoing operation in Israel.
Israeli forces are conducting a ground operation into southern Lebanon. We are with an elite commando unit embedded underground right now. To get here, we walked through minefields and crossed uneven terrain, pocked with craters left behind from the Israeli bombardment of southern Lebanon.
As Israel expands their operation into Lebanon, an estimated 1 million Lebanese civilians are displaced from their homes. And as Israeli strikes against Hezbollah tick up, so does the death toll among the civilian population.
Trey Yingst has been on site in Israel since October 7th when this all first came down of last year. This guy deserves a lot of kudos, man. He has put himself on the line out there. He's been for almost a year, well, the 7th. It'll be a year, October 7th. Anyway, you see him and, you know, you got to think about it. Obviously concerned about his well-being and safety for being what he is, but man, he is the epitome of a great reporter during war.
Right.
Just good stuff. He's doing some really good stuff.
Yeah, it's really a thankless job, but you know, whenever you do stop and think about it, it is. It's like, I mean, because we're very fortunate to be hearing about it from afar, and it will unfortunately probably get worse before it gets better. So, yeah, kudos to him for sure. Also, there's yet another recall notice for the Tesla Cybertrucks. I've seen a couple of y'all driving around here. Y'all got those Cybertrucks.
I've seen them.
Yeah, you're cool and futuristic. We get it. In all seriousness, though, this one involves problems with the rearview camera. The filing with the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration suggests that the image may be delayed and reduce the driver's view of what's behind them. It's a violation of safety standards, and the recall affects 27,000 Cybertrucks. This is just the fifth recalling since it was released just last year. What the heck?
Well, you know, I saw one on the freeway one day, and it reminds me of a tank looking at it, like a miniature tank.
It stands out.
How could it not?
Well-built truck, very just, sharp edges.
It's just silver. It's just a right. silver object coming down the street. All right. NHC forecasters pretty concerned about a system tracking across the Caribbean this afternoon, and it really isn't looking good for residents in Central and South Florida. Environmental conditions support the development of tropical depression as it targets the Florida Peninsula. Now, you understand what I'm saying here. Florida Peninsula, not Florida Panhandle.
Important difference.
Central to South Florida here. It appears most of the heavy rain, gusty winds, rough seas will occur during the first half of next week. This is not going to help the recovery operations along the Florida Big Bend area. So we're watching it very closely. It's very still. They call it a disorganized mess right now. But computer models are kind of indicating it's going to take that track on to the Tampa west coast of Florida.
I had a texter coming in saying, talking about the Cybertruck. Come on, guys. It looks like a dumpster on wheels.
Oh, you're so kind.
Yeah. Whoa. I'm feeling warm and fuzzy just reading it. Wall Street closing lower as tensions over the Middle East continue to worry investors. The S&P was particularly slow, with around 4 out of every 5 members trading lower. Why are you raising your hand?
I want to know how much those things cost.
Oh, Cybertrucks?
Do you know?
I can look it up.
Well, maybe a texter could let us know.
If you want to save me the time of doing a Google search, let us know.
I saw it. It looked like a tank going past me on the freeway.
Yeah, it's pretty bulky. But anyways, the lone bright spot was oil as U.S. crude futures rose more than 5%. With today's losses, the three major indexes are tracking to close the week in the red. At the closing bell, the Dow fell 184 points to 4211. The S&P 500 was down 9 points to 5699. And the NASDAQ dropped 6 points to 17918.
And then we're not going to get started with all these recalls because we did this last hour. If you remember, right. It just kept coming and coming and coming. But there's a lot of recalls to talk about. There's a recall with Jeep EVs. 150,000 of those are being recalled, possibly catching fire while being parked or driving. There's your option. Also, Toyota's recalling 50,000 of its vehicles over a potential safety issue in some of their newer models. The models affected is the 2023-2024 Corolla Cross Hybrid vehicle. That car, this is the one that's very strange, could be driving along down the freeway, down a road, and it will immediately, automatically, the brakes engage and it stops.
Yes.
Dangerous stuff there. So a couple of things just to be concerned about, but I did want to pass on that Toyota situation. Owners, just ask to visit their local Toyota dealer to have their cars programs updated. So it's a computer doing that.
Well, just a couple of sources here regarding the prices of Cybertrucks.
Oh, good.
Same texter as earlier saying, depending on the model, anywhere from 80 to 100 grand.
No way.
Just according to the AI overview on Google.
They could slap some paint on the darn thing.
It says the Tesla Cybertruck's prices are as follows. Dual motor, all-wheel drive, just under $100,000 with an estimated delivery and yada, yada, yada. Tri-motor Cyberbeast is almost $120,000. According
I wonder
to,
which one I saw.
I don't know. Either way, something I can't afford. All righty, 650. We'll take one last quick
but
break.
But it was nice to talk about, wasn't it?
Oh, yeah. Hey. Any text engagement, doesn't matter how frivolous, sure. Folks. Let us know what's going on. 651 here. We'll take a quick break. When we return, just one final stretch of everything happening on your beautiful Thursday right here on Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3.
Pensacola right now with Chris and Austin. We'll be back after this.
Join Keith and Pam, your insurance experts with Verus Health Partners, Monday at 9 on the Pensacola Expert Panel. Learn how to save money on your healthcare costs. Find the right insurance products that best fits the needs for you and your family as you head towards retirement or are looking for options now. They will be taking your calls and questions Monday at 9 with Verus Health Partners on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Email from school about the incident today.
Scary.
You know, teachers like me, parents, we don't always know as much as you guys do about what's going on with other kids.
Half the time, it's rumors.
Yeah, but if you're ever concerned about a friend who's having trouble with alcohol, prescription drugs, anything, you need to tell an adult, someone you know and trust. That can be hard, but speaking up about a problem is what helping a friend is all about.
For more information, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
Hey, Andrew McKay here on the Pensacola Morning News. We talk quite a bit about OLF-8, where that project is at, what the county commission did or didn't decide at its last meeting. Also shared some concerns by parents about how the school district isn't communicating well enough during school threats and crises, and why that's when it matters the most to communicate. And also, should legacy admissions be allowed at private universities? California just banned them, and what are the arguments pro and con? We talked about it. You can listen to all of those conversations on the podcast page at newsradio923.com.
When breaking news hits, we're there to cover it. Fox News, WER-TV, News Radio team on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Now, back to Pensacola right now with Chris and Austin on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
You know, funny story about this this song here. I have never heard it before in my life, but I was running out of bumper music just off the top of my head, so I just looked up the name Thursday on Spotify and grabbed a song. So that is a song called Understanding in a Car Crash, whatever that means, and it's by the band Thursday. So if you're a fan of them, there you go. There's some representation for you. You're listening to Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3. Just about 6:54 here. We got time for at least one good story before we get one last quick check of the roads and weather. Chris, what's going on, my man?
Okay, I don't know how good it is, but it is a story, and it's about I've heard this is kind of becoming more of a normalcy. Federal government is issuing a warning to these 3D printing companies about using high tech for illegal purposes, you know, like maybe counterfeiting money, things like this.
Right.
It's a big deal, and Fox's David Spunt has more on this report.
Fox on Tech.
Justice Department officials are hoping the top levels of the 3D printing industry will help them with a growing problem, using 3D printers to make conversion devices that turn handguns and rifles into machine guns. Fox News took a tour of an ATF facility in West Virginia, where officials demonstrated how pieces of plastic are printed and illegally used to convert handguns and rifles into fully automatic machine guns. An ATF report revealed that in the decade leading up to 2021, there was a 570% increase in the number of conversion devices recovered by local law enforcement. DOJ officials say they will now look even harder for machine gun conversion devices. Deputy Attorney General Lisa Monaco.
Using MCDs is illegal. Selling MCDs is illegal. And being in possession of MCDs is illegal.
With Fox on Tech, David Spunt, Fox News.
All righty, 6:55 here. We'll get that last quick check of the roads and weather. The only spot that was giving us troubles in our last update was Gulf Breeze Parkway if you were traveling eastbound towards Tiger Point. But it looks like the bulk of that congestion has lessened. So there's some good news for you as you head home this evening. Looking at the weather, got some more good news here, or at least I would say so. 82 degrees in Pensacola with a low of 73 tonight. We do have a chance of showers, I know, boo-hoo, as we get into Friday. But the high's only 80 with a low of 71, so that's not too bad.
Okay, checking back with Pensacola International, we were talking about that Silver Flight 80 coming up out of Tampa. They've had some time changes here. The wheels downtime Pensacola was 7:50. Now it's been delayed to about 9:15 or so. And I only bring this up in case you might have to be heading out to the airport to pick somebody up from this flight. Save you a little bit of money in the parking situation and also a little bit of time. And there's also a Houston Bush flight coming up. It's United 1562, wheels down, scheduled at 9:56. Not going to happen about an hour later, 10:40, somewhere around there. So other than that, conditions looking pretty good out at PNS.
All righty. Are you ever listening to your music and then like you're offline, your internet dies or something, and you go, now I can't listen to my music? Well, I've got good news for you. Spotify unveiling a new feature for those disconnected customers. The music streamer is now offering offline backup. It's designed to keep music playing should a listener not be connected to the internet. While songs can be manually added to the playlist, recently played tracks will also be automatically queued up, and there's no downloading required. The new feature is available now to premium users.
Flooding seems to be the topic of concern not only here in Florida, but all the way up the East Coast, especially the North Carolina area. New Florida law here that went into effect on Tuesday requires home sellers to disclose to buyers any history of flooding on that home. Flooding is one of the leading causes of property damage. Now, previously, homeowners could request flood history, although homeowners were not required to independently turn this information over. FEMA has put an end to this practice, making mandatory flood disclosures crucial for many homebuyers.
Mm. Well,
you see those watermarks on the on your walk away. Wait a minute, what's that?
Now you know.
And why is that floor buckling over there?
Oh, my goodness.
I think you might have had a flood here.
All righty. You know, it's the holiday season, man, officially. I mean, it's October. Come on. Yeah, not that holiday season. But you know what? We don't just have to take your word for it. We can also, we don't have to take you ho-ho-hoing over there for us to say that it's not Christmas yet, at least. Mariah Carey has shut down all the rumors. Queen of Christmas posted a video on social media showing her lounging in a private jet. When her song All I Want for Christmas started playing in the background, the pilot then gets on the loudspeaker and says that the jet's headed to the North Pole. She shouted back, "Not yet," says that she won't be rushed. So, me telling you to stop saying ho, ho, ho over there away from your mic, you don't just have to listen to me. Listen to the Queen of Christmas herself.
So, she has officially assumed that title. Queen of Christmas.
Yes, she. It says self-proclaimed, so she called herself that.
Now you disclaim the real truth on that one.
It's just like when you hear a published author, self-published.
Did she have her little Santa Claus suit on that she usually wears when she does that song?
I want to say I saw a shot of the video. I don't believe so, but that doesn't matter. Okay. Bottom line is, celebrate Halloween and Thanksgiving.
Just go into Walmart or a big box store. They already got all this Christmas stuff up. Lowe's has got it all up.
That is true.
Okay, parrot heads are lining up at DMVs across the state, pre-registering to purchase those Jimmy Buffett Margaritaville license plates. Fees from the sale of that plate will be distributed to Singing for Change. Jimmy founded that back in 1995 to provide grants in communities impacted by natural or man-made disasters. So they have to reach the threshold of 3,000 pre-sales before they go into actual production of those plates.
Right.
I would think that they've already reached that 3,000 threshold at this point. Hopefully within just a couple of weeks, by golly,
you'll have yours.
one of those tags will be sitting on my car. I'm waiting for it. All right, Jimmy Buffett.
You're listening to News Radio 92.3 WNRP, Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.